Some people.
Did you distinguish between the male horses and the female horses?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call the different ones?
Well, a female horse is a mare, and a male is a stallion. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what we call.
That's what I've never been around horses or anything.
Well, I think we would just say, I don't think it made any difference for us there. It was just a horse and a mule. Because we never did try to raise any baby horses and mules.
Oh, I
see. I don't know much about that.
You always went and usually bought those then?
Huh?
You usually bought your horses then? You didn't raise them?
Yeah.
Where did you go to buy them?
Well, these was in Calvin. I remember there was a barn where they sold mules and horses, and you'd go up there and buy them. Now, Papa was a pretty good horse trader. He'd see somebody with a horse he liked, he would want to swap his and for it, and maybe pay a little boot, or maybe that man pay him a little boot, or something like that. That's about the way Papa usually picked up his horses, mules. I remember one time he went to Carolyn and bought a young mule out of the barn. But, we never did. Well, in fact, the mule that we worked was what Robert's mama had when we got married. And we never did buy them. We just used hers.
I see. Must have been a lot of work back then.
Oh, they were. People don't know what work is now. What back then. That washing and ironing, and of course the cooking wasn't easy because they didn't have electricity. They had to draw the water out of the well.
Bet everybody's in a lot better shape.
I forgot what I was going to say. When people came visiting, did they usually only stay a little while?
No, they didn't do like they do now. They were most of the time, maybe you'd have relatives to come in Saturday afternoon and stay till Sunday afternoon.
Did you ever go, when you went visiting, mm-hmm. How did you usually greet the person, the people?
I remember all the folks used to run up a hugging and kissing each other.
The kids never did that, though.
I don't think so.
Did you usually go into town? I mean, like, what if you ran out of, what if you had to buy a new iron or something? Where would you go to buy that?
Yeah, you'd have to go to town to buy it.
Did you know pretty much all the people around?
Mm-hmm.
Was there one main store, or were there several little ones, or what?
Well, usually in the country there would be a little grocery store, and they would sell most anything you need, unless it was clothes. And they'd even sell the medicine, aspirins, and things like that.
Where did you get your clothes?
You'd have to go to town.
Was there one clothes store, like a women's clothes store and a men's clothes store?
No, back when I was coming up, and ever since I can remember, they have been more than one clothes store. Dry goods store, you'd say, where you buy your shoes and clothes, all the same store, maybe. Well, they usually have a shoe store now and then.
Did you knew pretty much everyone there though?
Mm-hmm.